Watach, watach, chakri, glopi, yo, eh, yong, ong, 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 hane. Watach, watach, chakri, glopi, yo, eh, yong, ong, 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 hane.
Tribe in the bottom of the Grand Canyon, and I instantly thought, I want to go there. This place is beautiful. It's like paradise. They have waterfalls and everything. I want to get high with him and listen to Bob Marley. And then I came to Christ. And when I came to Christ, everything changed. Now I wanted to see every one of those people saved. And so I started making calls. Back then, even getting a phone down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon was not really possible. So it was letters. 5 years later, no response. 10 years later, no response. 15 years later, 20 years later, no response whatsoever. About year 21, we finally got a phone call from the bottom of the Grand Canyon. I thought that was the green light. We're going. I was so excited. Took 4 more years, sending down hundreds of CDs by backpack. Now, this place is the most remote tribal region in the contiguous United States. You can only get there by hiking 10 miles, or you ride a horse along cliffside, or you take a helicopter. I took the helicopter. But the real challenge was to get the gear down there. We had 3 days from the invite until we had to get down there, and it was over New Year's Eve. And we couldn't rent gear and say, yeah, we're just gonna drop it in a helicopter. We'll keep it for a week over New Year's, no problem, right? So we had to buy the gear. We had to fly down there. My biggest prayer on the rim of the canyon was that I would be able to bring him a revelation. These people were said to have venerated Bob Marley, practically worshiped him as the reincarnation of Crazy Horse. There's dreads down there. Bob was playing everywhere. I was so excited. I'm gonna tell them that Bob Marley gave his life to Jesus Christ 7 months before he died. It was his dying wish to go down there. If he would have gone down there, he would have brought a new redemption song. That God will emancipate you from sinful slavery. None but Jehovah can free your mind. But he didn't make it. Instead, his mother went down. She brought down the whalers. They brought down some marijuana. And this sinful cycle just continued. So here we are, going down. What are we going to bring them? The first concert was going to be just about the love of God. God loves you. He loves you so much. You know what? The God who made this beautiful cathedral that we're standing in the midst of, he made you, and you're not an accident. There were about 300 tribesmen and women there. We just told them that God loved them. And right afterwards, after the first concert, this guy came up, and he was sobbing. He was crying. His name was Roland. He said, if only Raven were here. I said, who's Raven? He said, she's my wife. She just died, and he points to the flowers that are wilting now. He said, she would have loved this. And I put my hand on his shoulder, and I said, can I pray for you? And so I just started praying for him. And at the end of the prayer, he looked at me like he just woke up from something. Bob Jehovah just told me to tell you something. I'm like, okay, now I don't know Subai. I know how to eat a Navajo taco. They call it Indian taco down there. But I do know that Bob Jehovah is their name for the great creator spirit. So now I'm really curious. Bob Jehovah just told me to tell you something, okay. And then he started going into this song that almost sounded like an Oompa Loompa song about chocolate water. Wata chocolate sope. I'm like, what the heck? He said, 6,000 years ago. I'm like, okay, that's the dawn of creation. 4 Subai warriors were transported to an execution. They're standing at the trunk of a tree. They look up and a man's hanging on a tree. And his blood is dripping. It's dripping. It's dripping. And then someone stabs him in the side. And his blood is gushing. It's pouring out. I'm like, jaw on the floor. What is the purpose of this song? He said, it's only sung by the men in the sweat lodge. Right? It's been passed down from generation to generation. Only one or two tribesmen still know it in this generation. I'm trying to teach it to my children. I said, what do they use it for? It's only used, get this, in a purification ceremony. For cleansing. It's a purification song. I was blown away. Are you telling me this is a healing song? He said, yes. I said, you're trying to tell me that my biggest goal was to bring a revelation of Jesus Christ to you guys, and God brought it 6,000 years ago. You know, we always say, what about that remote tribe? What about those people? They never invited a Christian to come and preach to them before. We were the very first ones. What about those people? What happens to them? God went before us by a few millennia and gave them this story to pass down from generation to generation, that what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And that reminds me of three passages that just stick out to me. In the book of Acts, it says, he has not left himself without witness or without testimony. In Romans 2, we find that God's law is written in their hearts. And Ecclesiastes 3:11, it says, he has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. So I heard this song and I'm like, okay, dude, do you think that you could sing this song tomorrow on the Crestify concert? He's like, you know, I'm not supposed to sing outside the Flood Lodge, but I think my tribe will forgive me. So I had him help me present the gospel to the entire tribe. And we saw about 3/4 of the hands raised. But something wasn't right still. You see, it needed a reggae. And so we went into this little makeshift lodging that we were staying at, and we recorded him singing that. And we tried to find the time signature. And then we had Roland share at the very end what the song is all about. But unless you hear this story right here, right now, you won't understand that God is still a waymaker. He's still a miracle worker. Even to the most remote people, he is working in their lives and he is working in your life. Amen. Yeah, yeah.